I am well aware you have not heard about the connection between diabetes and Parkinson's, or more than likely you have not heard about that connection. This is relatively new in terms of a consensus as far as research is concerned. It's recent evidence. I do know that many of you have this issue. I also know that all of you do not have this issue, so you kind of want to do some reflection. Ask yourself, when you eat, do you typically get a little bit tired, a little bit fatigued, have no energy? Whereas when you get up in the morning, do you typically have a lot of energy, feel a lot more pep than you do when you eat? Well, that means probably you do have insulin resistance. What can you do about it? Well, as I think I've already indicated, I think eventually will find that medical professionals, if you have a neurologist, will say, we're going to refer you to a diabetes doctor. And they will then do some tests and see if they can prescribe medicines. The neurologist is not going to be able to do that. That's not going to happen soon, but it will eventually happen. I do think that one of the biggest steps you could make is to eliminate the ingestion of sugar. Now, that's a huge order. It means no juices. I like juices, and I'm sure a lot of you do as well. But juices have a lot of sugar. It means cutting down significantly on carbohydrates, which convert to, of course, glucose and sugar. And of course, the direct ingestion of sugar through sweets, candies, packaged foods, you name it. If you'll begin to please, if you happen to be a person that buys food at a store, grocery store, that's packaged, please begin to look at the listing of ingredients. I think you'll notice often the second, third, sometimes even the first ingredient is sugar. Do not buy it. Do not eat it. Now, let's be honest. Of course, that's going to make a difference if you have insulin resistance. But we can all go only so far. After all, if Aunt Sarah has these special cookies and cakes that she always makes for your birthday, what are you going to do? Look at Aunt Sarah and say, sorry, Aunt Sarah, I've got this problem. I can't have this. No, you're going to eat that. Besides, it's enjoyable for the moment. But of course, then you have to pay the price. I just want to summarize, though, that I think you find there will be great benefit in finding sugar substitutes so that you can have the kind of food that you've always enjoyed, but it's not going to be full of sugars. Again, insulin resistance, I think, is a key issue. One of the huge findings of the research, and the exciting findings is, I think they're suggesting that if you can address the challenge of insulin resistance, the issue of the deterioration of symptoms will all of a sudden be addressed. In other words, you're not going to inevitably get worse. That may be the primary factor that drives that dynamic, in addition to having to take more medicines.